You gonna read with us this morning? We're gonna read some from the second chapter of the book of Genesis and also the third chapter. We'll read as much as we can. We'll probably start with the first verse, second chapter. I'd like to read just maybe a verse or two, but I'm afraid I might have to read a little more. If we can. Says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is that which goeth toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, or mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt die. We're going to drop down to the third chapter. I'm going to start with the fourth verse. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Now I know that's stammering, and but it's we've been preached to this week. It's familiar scripture. Very familiar. No doubt. Now, I don't know altogether what we'll do. Got just a thought. Got a little starting place. And we'll just trust that the Lord send what we need. Now, this being familiar, you say, preacher, I've heard this probably all my life, and you probably have. But I want to try my best to leave with you what we have this morning. The Bible says here that in the midst of this, that he had formed man out of the ground. And not only that, the Bible says here that he had planted the trees of the garden. Going to read you. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And the Lord God planted a garden. I want you to think about that. And there he put the man whom he had formed. There in the garden is where he put the man. And he said, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant in the sight. So every tree that was pleasant in the sight and was good for food. You need to pay attention to this. And he said, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So we see that God created a man, and he put him, brethren, he planted him a garden. He planted him a garden in the east of Eden. Now, we talk a lot of times about the Garden of Eden. Man was in the Garden of Eden. Yes, he was. Man, my friend, was in fellowship with his God in the midst of the garden. And he is to keep the garden. And in the garden, there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil, and there was a tree of life. Listen. And the Bible said that God said, you can eat of every tree of the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Listen. Listen. Brethren, every tree God planted, he said, you can have it. It's good for food. But brethren, don't you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Only tree. Only tree. You can eat everything in this garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. There's a reason for that. Yes, there was. Bible says, my friend, that he put man there. And it wasn't long. It don't say how long. But it wasn't long, my friend, to the devil, the serpent, that old dragon, whatever you want to call him, my friend, got his 2 cents worth in. Did he not? He come to Eve and he said, Eve, he said, hast the Lord said that thou can eatest of the tree of the garden? Yea, we can eat of every tree of the garden except the one of knowledge of good and evil. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what we is told. That's what we is commanded. Brethren, we got access to every tree in the garden except one, my friend. I want you to know something. The tree of life was there. Was it not? The tree of life. It was in the midst of the garden. Yes, it was. Of every tree we can eat. Of every tree we've got access to. Of everything, my friend, I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, it's no different today. My friend, when you're in the place, brethren, that you ought not to be, you're just exactly in the place that Eve was when the serpent beguiled her. Yes, sir. Listen. Hath God said, thou shalt not eat of the tree of knowledge? Do you not know that in the day you eat of this tree, you'll become as gods? Yes, sir. Knowing good from evil. Good and evil. Yes, sir. Doth not know? Do you not know that this tree will make you wise? You ever been told, my friend, that you ought not to get saved because you're going to have to give up and not be able to enjoy the things of life? Have you been told that? Eve, do you not know in the day that you eat of this tree, you'll become knowledgeable? Glory! You'll become something, my friend. And the Bible says she saw that it was pleasant. It was pleasant. He said he planted pleasant trees. Didn't he? Glory! Glory! Think about it. Brethren, they had access to every tree God planted except the one, brethren, that would make them die. Eve eat of it. Give unto Adam. I have no clue in this world where people get the idea is an apple tree. But it was pleasant. It was pleasant. Do you know, my friend, that a lot of things that are pleasant to the eye is evil for the soul? Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hadn't changed. There's everything in this world you can participate in. There's everything in this world you can partake of. Brethren, but there are a lot of things that will damn your soul. It'll separate you between you and your God. Yes, it will. What happened? Adam, Bible says that when they had eat, they knew what? They knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves. Folks, that was absolutely a natural thing. Why else did they sew fig leaves? Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, these children in here, they hear worse than that in school. Yes, they do. It's the word. Is it not? Now, I'm going to tell you something this morning. That you're following after, my friend, may be pleasant. It may sound good. But brethren, your soul is in desire need. Yes, sir. But this is what happens. It separates. Preacher, I can do no wrong. You're full of the devil. Yes, sir. We're living in a time, don't tell me, we're living in a time when there ain't nothing wrong. Is that not right? Brethren, and we'll absolutely do it. Wipe our mouth. Praise our God. And brethren, say everything's all right. And we're naked. You hear me? Preacher, we just come out of revival. We sure did. Thank God it ain't over. You might have quit Friday night. A lot of them did. You hear me? A lot of them left here Friday night and they sighed. Not all. Not all, Steve. Not all. I believe it with all my heart. Not all. Brethren, we've had revival. Church, I don't have to tell you we've had revival. Do I? I don't think so. Brethren, in your hearts, you know we've had revival. They partook of the forbidden fruit. Listen, only tree in that garden, the only tree in that garden that they could not eat was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yes, sir. You know, this morning, I cannot make you come under conviction. I can't do it. There's some of you that have come under conviction this week. Some of you have been under conviction for months. Yes, sir. And you carried on. Preacher, I'm best member you got. That's what some of them think. I'm going to tell on Donnie. Well, I tell on myself. Listen. I don't have to tell you where you stand between you and the Lord. Do I? Do I? When the Lord calls you, where do you go? When the Lord calls you, what do you do? How many trees you get behind? Huh? How many times you look around, you see nobody? And He'll call you again. Yes, sir. I know what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you something this morning, my friend. If I could save you, I would. I would. I would. If I could beat it into you, I would. Yes, I'm old school. Yes, sir. I will tell you what a father said about his children. He told one of his own sons, God knowing the father and the son, if I called his name. But the father told this son, he said, son, sometimes we have to drive the wheel out of you. Huh? Huh? That's old school, Leroy. Y'all hear that? That's old school. Preacher, it don't work that way. We're old school. You hear me? Brethren, there's times that child of yours, their will needs to be broke. That ain't popular preaching. It ain't going to get no stars in the crown. But I'll tell you one thing. It sure does feel good. Yeah. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hear me. Hear me. Adam, where are you? That's what he asked him, wasn't he? The Lord God came walking in the cool of the day. They had been there before. Yes, sir. They had been there before. I'm going to tell you something else. Adam and Eve both had heard his voice.
Amen.
Yes, sir. They had communed with the Lord in the midst of the garden of the trees that God planted. Yes, sir. But there's another tree there called the tree of life. Preacher, was it in the garden? Where do you say it was? It was in the east of Eden, in the garden that God planted. Yes, sir. That's where the tree was. You know where the tree of knowledge of good and evil was? I ain't got no book on it. I'm going to say it's right next to it. It's in the garden. Preacher, how'd they know? I'm going to tell you how they knowed. Because the Lord said, don't eat of it.
Yeah.
Huh? Can I ask you something else this morning? You might think, my friend, that you've got things hid. I'm going to ask you a question. Who told you was naked? Huh? Who told you was lost? You might say, preacher, I ain't lost. We got lost in here this morning. Church, we just come out of revival. We got lost in here this morning. Preacher, you don't know that. I believe I do. You know why? They behind a tree. Oh, they have hid themselves. They try to cover themselves. And brethren, God knows the heart. Brethren, and that's the part He wants to save today. Let me tell you something. Listen, I'm not going to preach very long. You've been preached to all week. We've all been preached to all week. It's been good. It's been good. I've been able to eat, hadn't you? Yes, sir. There ain't been no forbidden fruit. Brethren, been preached this week. It's all eatable, edible. Ever what it is? You can eat it. Listen. The Lord God said this. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed. I ain't going to get that. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us in this aspect. In this aspect. Don't take that out of context. In this aspect, the man has become one of us, and I want you to know he said us. I ain't gonna get into that. Become as one of us. What? To know good and evil. He's become as us to know good and evil. You might know right and wrong this morning, but I want you to know when you come to the knowledge of the truth, you'll know good and evil. Yes, sir. You'll come to the same tree, very same one. Now, I'm going to preach something to you, my friend, that Adam and Eve could not do. Could not do. Had they been able to eat and to continue in that garden, God would have left them there. But the Bible says, I'll read it to you. In essence, he says, we're going to have to drive him out.
Yeah.
Huh? Why? Lest he take of the tree of life and live forever.
Yeah.
Hear me.
Yeah.
Hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Brethren, sin brought separation. We're in 2024. I want you to know that sin still separates. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you was born. It doesn't matter how you was raised. Brethren, sin and the knowledge of it separates. Lest he take hold of the tree of life. Listen, I'm going to read it to you. Lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Is that not what I just said? Is that not what he just told us? Man has become to the place as we are. But the knowledge that he has eaten has separated. Yes, sir. This is what God said. He says, therefore the Lord God set him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Brethren, they had the tree of life in the midst of the garden the whole time. They could have eaten of the tree of life. Preacher, you can't preach that. Is in the garden. Right? Put him forth. We're going to have to put him forth, lest he take also of the tree of life and live forever. Now, he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. The tree of life. The tree of life, you ought to know, it gives life. For years on end, my friend, man could not get to the tree of life. Listen, I'm going to read you. I'm going to read you and I'm going to try to finish. So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. He kept it. He kept it. He drove man out. Man did not have access to the tree of life. Did not. Could not. No way possible could man ever get to the tree of life. Listen, you can go through that book, 66 books of them, we've been told, and they are, 66 books of them. I'm going to tell you something. The tree of life's not mentioned. We're in the third chapter of Genesis. The tree of life is not mentioned. You hear me? You can find in the book of Proverbs, talking about wisdom and talking about understanding. And he says, when you get these things, they will become a tree of life unto you. He ain't talking about the tree of life. Not the tree of life. It will become a tree of life unto you. You go into the book of Proverbs and read it. It's in the third chapter. It's in the 11th chapter. And brethren, you really want to know what he's talking about, you get in the 8th chapter. And those things will become a tree of life unto you. But it is not talking about the tree of life that is kept. Preacher, what in the world is a flaming sword? I'm going to tell you. Give me a minute. The tree of life's not mentioned. You can go to the 47th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And it tells you about a throne. And it tells you about an altar. And it tells you about waters issuing out of the altar, out of that throne that's going down through the country. And it says everywhere that water went, my friend, it became life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And every place outside of those waters, my friend, was marshes. Yes, sir. Dead territory. Yes, sir. Preacher, why are you telling us all this, my friend? Man did not have access to the tree of life. Once God drove them from the garden, my friend, they had no access. Separated. Was it not? Separated. You won't find anywhere in that scripture, brethren, where God walked with man in the cool of the day again. And there was a lot of good men. Listen. Listen. You can look it up for yourself. I'm going to go to the book of Revelation. Going to the book of Revelation, the 2nd chapter, and I think it's the 7th verse. You listen. Nowhere in the scripture, my friend, will you see it called the tree of life, my friend, from Genesis, the 3rd chapter, until Revelation, the second chapter. Then it comes on the scene. Hear me. And I'm going to say this. At the time of the writing of the book of Revelation, my friend, the tree of life, man had access to it. Yes, sir. It was kept. He said that it's kept, my friend, by cherubims and a flaming sword. Cherubims are figures, if you'll have it, of angels. Yes, sir. And a flaming sword is the word of God. It kept the way until the tree of life was accessible. You say, preacher, you just way over yonder. Just let me stay over yonder. That's all I can say. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. Since he drove out the man, my friend, man could not at his own free will get access to the tree of life. He could not. He could not eat of it anymore. Could he get put right with God as much as he could? But there was always separation. Yes, sir. Abraham was called the friend of God. And Abraham did not have access to the tree of life, folks. I want you to know this morning that you have access. You all know what a wonderful day we're living in. You can eat of the tree of life and have life everlasting. Preacher, you can't preach that. Yes, I can. They couldn't. And they could not for years. That separation continued, Bruce, until Jesus Christ became the propitiation for our sins. We've lived in a good day. We've lived in a good day. We are living in a good day. We will continue to live in a good day until he cuts it off. Whenever that is. Listen, he was talking to one of the churches. Let me see. The church of Ephesus. You go and read it. I'm not going to read it all. But he told the church of Ephesus in the second chapter of the book of Revelation. I believe this is the first church he wrote to. I didn't look up all that. Listen, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Did you hear that? Where was it? In the midst of the paradise of God. Now I'm going to tell you something. You probably don't associated with the fact of being saved. But I want you to know these that got saved this week, they've been able to eat of the tree of life. Amen. I believe it.
Amen.
I'm going to preach it.
Amen.
I ain't finished yet, Gene. Listen. Listen. And you cannot have access unto it except you be drawn by Him. Amen. 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. Listen. Man's got access. Folks, I'm just this away and I can't help it. When I get to heaven, I ain't gonna need no healing. When I get to heaven, I ain't gonna need no tree of life. I need one here. You ain't going to make it without it. You ain't going without it. And brethren, you have access to the tree of life. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. That one that was kept by the flaming swords and the cherubims. John said it's in the paradise of God. That's what it's called. Is it not? What are we saying? We sung it this week. My friend, what? I'm in a what? New world. Since the Lord saved me. Ain't you? New world. Preacher, I don't understand. You don't have to understand everything to be saved. You know what you have to understand? Number one, you have to understand that you're lost and have need of being saved. Yes, sir. And once you come to that place, you've got access to the tree of life. If you'll come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Preacher, y'all all the time putting something on it. Brethren, you'll be broke when you come.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
22nd chapter. We're going to read the second verse. He said, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life. Preacher, did you read that right? I read it right. You know what he said? He said, in the midst of that river and on both sides, there was a tree of life. Why did he say both sides? Huh? Why did he say both sides? Folks, I want you to know that them that died under the law in faith, my friend, needed the tree of life.
Amen.
They needed access.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And us that's on the other side need it too.
Yeah.
Huh? He's in the midst. Is he not?
Yeah.
Has not the tree of life been in our midst all week long? Brethren, doors open. Yes, sir. Listen. He says, now I'm just going to go on and read this verse. He says, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. I told you I ain't going to need no healing when I get there. You ain't either. Where do I need healing? I need healing here. Yes, sir. He said the leaves of these trees was for the healing of the nation. The leaves of the tree. Huh? The leaves of the tree. Some of you may not know, my friend, but if that fruit ever grows, it'll grow because them leaves, my friend, are drawing in the nutrition. And they give it to the fruit. Naturally speaking, I'm going to tell you something. These leaves right there. These leaves. There is. And they're leaves of a tree called the Word of God. Yes, it is. Let's drop down to the 14th verse. Same chapter. What does he say? Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into that city. Come get a verse, if you would. Preacher, what city is he talking about? Go to the 21st chapter. Read about that city that John saw coming down out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. Can I say this? Is not this the church of the living God? Folks, I don't know whether you have it or not, but there's a river runs through us. Amen. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And you've got access, if so be, that God has knocked on your door. Yes, sir. I don't understand, maybe in one sense of the way, why I had to preach what I did this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. I enjoyed it. I hope you did. Now I'm going to say this one more time. Revival ain't over, church. It ain't over. You say, preacher, y'all had people saved. Just be satisfied. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. You know why I've even got an inkling, just an inkling, my friend, that I'm not fully, fully satisfied. Can I say something that was preached this night, this week? It's because of you. You remember that message? These messages that's gone home with folks. Do you know that? They are. I know what it is for a message to get a hold of you. And for you to do everything in your life, my friend, to get rid of it. And it's just like a flea on a dog. He ain't a leaving. Huh? When he lays down, he starts digging in. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I wouldn't put it that way. I got news for you. God's got your number. Preacher, who you talking to? You. You. How can I preach to you? Because you got the message. Preacher, I'm better than any member you got. No, you're not. I'm going to tell you why you're not. You got thoughts, my friend, that you're better than one of your neighbors. You're in deep trouble. Can I say that? You're in a place to repent. Because, my friend, I ain't a bit better than you. Huh? Is that the way we feel, Bruce? Is it? Are we one of them Hamans? Haman got it in his head, my friend, that he is the best thing going. Ahasuerus was king, and Haman was his right-hand man. And Haman got it figured out in his head that he is the best thing going. Done been invited to a banquet. Yes, sir. Ahasuerus, the very night, Ahasuerus couldn't sleep. Imagine that. He said, get the books down. Get the books down. Read. Do you know what they read in there? They read in there about a man by the name of Mordecai. Now I want you to know that Haman, nobody in this world that Haman hated any more than Mordecai. None in this world. And they read about the part where Mordecai had told the chamberlains over there of the king about some men that's going to do away with the king. And they went over there and they took care of business. And the king stopped them and he said, what has been done for this Mordecai? And they said, nothing. Nothing. Don't you run around this world and think God's forgot you. You might be a Mordecai standing outside the gate, Steve, but thank God God's got better things for you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Old King called Haman. Old Haman's head got bigger than that, didn't it? Just bigger and bigger. Wonder what he wants. Wonder. He gets in the front of the king. No king says, Haman says, what shall I do to the man, my friend, that the king most wonderfully wants to praise? Yeah. Mordecai was, he is this big. Yes, sir. Amen. Thinking, boy, it's my opportunity. Huh? O king, said, let thy horse be brought. Yeah? Let thy royal apparel be put upon him. And said, let one of thy most noble servants take him and parade him around town and cry, this is the man that the king most wanted to praise. Yeah. Something to those effect. Yeah. In other words, the king's proud of this man. Mm-hmm. Huh? Old Haman set it up, didn't he? Old Haman thinking the next words was going to be, old Haman, just go good. Yeah. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He said, Haman, he said, you go get this Mordecai. He said, you do exactly what you said to do and don't let any of it fall to the ground.
Amen.
Oh, Haman, my friend, probably felt like crawling in a hole, didn't he, Crafton? But you know what? God know best. Listen, I don't know your heart this morning. I really don't. You may think, well, preacher, They couldn't get to the tree of life. Abraham couldn't get to the tree of life. Not at that time. Not at that time. Job couldn't get there. Job saw some things, but he couldn't get there. But he said, all of my appointed days will I wait till my change comes. He knew there's a day coming. Yes, he did. He knew there's a day, Steve, he could get a hold of the tree of life and live forever. Not in the flesh. It was not for the flesh. It was not for the outward man. But brethren, it was for the inward man. Yes, sir. So we've got access. What a wonderful opportunity. What a great privilege we have to have access to all that God has. All. A-double-L. All that God has. I don't know about you, but I have become a child of the King.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I'm a holy man. I don't mean that braggingly, outwardly, but braggingly inwardly. You hear me? I am a king and a priest in a royal priesthood.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Why, preacher? Because we have access to the tree of life. Yes, we do. Let us stand.